friends, welcome to the Vertical Relationships Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, hey, everyone. It's your girl here, Malia. I just have a prophetic word for you today. God is testing his remnant with fire. Let's get into a beautiful testimony. You guys know I love these, and I want to thank everybody that listens to this podcast. I really, really appreciate it. This testimony says, binge-worthy. This is a podcast I turn on when the early morning sleeps get disturbed. I can't get enough of this podcast. Every episode leaves me feeling inspired and empowered to start my day with purpose and passion in my life. Malia offers valuable insights and guidance every step of the way. Thank you so much. Okay, y'all, listen. This is a testing time for suffering. Just because you're a chosen one, a prophet of the Lord, a Christian leader, does not mean you are saved from ever being persecuted or from suffering. In fact, you will suffer more for being a mouthpiece of the Lord. He's weeding out the pure and impure. God keeps pointing this out to me. For everyone will be tested with fire, Mark 9:39. God is testing your character. He's testing your obedience, testing your faithfulness, and testing your heart. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years. Humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commandments, Deuteronomy 8:2. He then pointed me to Deuteronomy 13:3. The Lord your God is testing you to see if you truly love him with all your heart and soul. Friends, we have to pick up our cross. The Lord is about to show up like never before. He led me to Ezekiel 20 and then 21. So I'll read 20 first. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Hear the word of the Lord. I will set you on fire, and every tree, both green and dry, will be burned. The terrible flames will be crunched and will scorch everything from south to north. And everyone in the world will see that I, the Lord, has set this fire. It will not be put out. Ezekiel 20, 47 through 48, then 21:5. Everyone in the world will know that I am the Lord. My sword is in my hand, and it will not return to its sheath until its work is finished. Frankly, y'all, he is tired of people saying they love him, but yet represent him in unworthy ways. It's fake. It's deception. He's looking for his remnant. He's sick of people just defiling themselves with idols, witchcraft, and deception, and disobedience. It's running rampant, and he's got to be able to separate who's really for him and who's really not. God is about to shake the nations. You must get right with him. In my book, Vertical Relationship, Four Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God, you know, I start off with a repentance prayer. I want to challenge you and give you information to make you grow as a Christian with purpose and stay on the right side of the fence in this upside down world. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. Proverbs 27:21. Okay, are you his remnant? Well, let's check this scripture out. In Zechariah 13:7-9, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, the man who is my partner, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Strike down the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn against the lambs. 2/3 of the people in the land will be cut off and die, says the Lord, but 1/3 will be left in the land. I will bring that group through the fire and make them pure. I will refine them like silver and purify them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, these are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. Isn't that so beautiful? How many scriptures he is pointing me about, hey, listen, I'm getting ready to separate who's with me, who's not, whose heart is right for me, who's willing to suffer, who's willing to be obedient. Y'all, it is hard. Leaders must learn to be a suffering servant of the Lord. You're going to have to go through rigorous warfare. And going through the fire is not fun. You're going to cry. You're going to feel like giving up. You're going to want to throw a book at somebody. Evil witchcraft is going to attack you, and it's going to come even more intensely. Lord Jesus, oh man, does it come. It comes hard. If you guys only knew the stuff I've had to come up against, but it has made me stronger, even though it meant terrible suffering. You must learn to equip yourself for the battle, my friends. Isaiah 28:17, I will test you with a measuring line of justice and a plumb line of righteousness. Since your refuge is made of lies, a hailstorm will knock it down. Since it is made of deception, a flood will sweep it away. Okay, so if you're following false prophets, false teachings, people that are say they're with the Lord, but they're really not walking with the Lord, y'all, it is an inner heart issue. The Lord sees those things, okay? And maybe you don't, but the Lord does. Now, if you need more help, I have several options depending on what season you're in. I have books. I have a shop with downloadables. I have plenty of courses. Some of them are free. Go check those out. I have sessions you can grab with me one-on-one. Or for those of you who know you have been called, okay, I want you to go join a prophetic mentorship so you could help yourself grow, be bold in your prophetic voice, use your voice for the nations. And I'm just here for you guys. I hope you're blessed with that message. I hope that you're going to be the remnant that goes through the fire. Let's pray. Abba Father, I thank you so much for your just divine messages, Lord. We know that confirmations, just not for me, but for everybody that's listening right now, called to be a remnant, you're going to have to go through the suffering to be purified as gold. It takes a suffering servant to get there. It takes holy obedience, takes discipline, perseverance, persistence, and continue getting up. Whenever you're knocked down by the enemy, you have to continue to get up. I pray that these people that are listening get stronger in warfare, that they're understanding that there is an enemy that's opposing them from reaching their calling to be in the place where you want them to be. I just release a holy anointing over everybody that's really suffering for you, Lord, that is truly on that narrow pathway, that's walking with you wholeheartedly. Put a covering, a protection over their ministry, their business, their finances, their marriage, relationships, their family. And I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.